Welcome to the Fit Fellows Podcast. With over 40 years of combined personal training experience, they are ready to share their knowledge with you to help you grow your business, keep your client communication sharp, and be confident and fulfilled in your career as a personal trainer. Pay attention, because the Fit Fellows be spitting knowledge. Here are your hosts for the show, Russell, Michael, and Michael.
All right. Welcome back to another episode.
All right.
Of the Fit Fellows.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Fit Fellows. Today, we're going to talk about the question, how much does it cost?
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one question for sure you are going to get quite often, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But before that, we got our little section we have called Gym Stories.
The epic.
This is where we share with you, our audience, funny stories that we've had, experienced, seen, witnessed in the gym.
So funny, embarrassing. Pick your poison.
So I got a story today.
Oh,
yeah.
A treat.
You know, when I was working at LA Fitness, there was two levels, street level and basement. And all the cardio machines were upstairs on this street level. And this person used to come almost every morning to run cardio, but they had so much body odor. You could smell it the whole upper deck.
Jeez.
Yeah. And you know what? They couldn't tell this person anything.
Why not?
Yeah. I forget why. Yeah.
Were they like morbidly obese?
No. I don't want to stereotype. They were of a certain ethnicity and they smelled of the food.
Mm.
And it just permeated the whole place. Yeah.
I don't want to say, but.
Funny. Crazy.
So yeah. It was a food smelling.
But it was so powerful. I mean, like everybody knew, like they were like,
fill the gym.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
I only know because when we approached management, they couldn't tell them.
No, we can't say anything.
Yeah.
They probably already had confrontation with them, and that's pretty bad though. And we all think if had someone like that in our gym.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, when I walk by you, I'm like,
he smells like Axe.
Smells like heaven. That's what it smells like.
All right. So
body spray.
Let's get into the topic of today. So today we're going to share with you our thoughts on this question. And it comes at you at many times in the conversation of a new prospective client. And that question is, how much does it cost?
How much does it cost?
So let's say you guys have a prospective client and they hit you with this question. What are your thoughts and how do you respond to that?
Well, honestly, that was very difficult to start working in a commercial facility where we did sell personal training packages. And most of the time, that was the first thing people ask you, mm-hmm. you know, before you even do the workout. Well, how much does it cost? Or, oh, I can't afford that. You know, before I learned how to answer that question, I was losing a lot of people because I didn't know what to say. So I'd just be like, and I give them the price right off the top. And 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, okay, well, yeah, we'll get back to you. So I learned that giving them the cost was not going to be beneficial. So what I tried to do is build value and learn how to build value first before I sell them. And of course, at the gym I worked at, we had different tiers of training that we can offer them. And you want to get the maximum amount of dollar for your training. So I learned to just build value first, do a workout with them, give them the runaround a little bit as far as how much the cost is. I'm like, well, let's sit down first, go over your goals, come up with a plan, and then we can discuss costs after that.
Yeah, there's like 100 different ways to hit at this. When I was at Equinox, one of the things that was an incentive was the packages. Yeah. So if you bought 12 sessions, you know, it was $80. If you bought 24 sessions, then it was like $77, you know, and if you bought 48 sessions, it'll bump it down to like $72, you know, so they had like these incentives. The larger packages you buy, the less it costs. The trainers can always incentivize that too. Whereas like, okay, I'll give you like a free session. And if you put that in there, then it drops it at like another dollar or something. These things, all these ways to wrinkle it in to be sales, you know? So at Equinox, it was interesting because whenever they're asking about training, it was right there on the card. So they would ask you if they didn't have the card, or a lot of times from the salesperson or right at the front desk, they were like, how much does training cost? And they just pull the card and it's right there. Yeah, that's an interesting one for us to swing at because you can hit this a bunch of different ways. Yeah, I think I ran into, you know, it's a little expensive a couple times at Equinox, but not too many times. Mostly it was just a debate on, okay, I want to train, but are you the trainer for me? Are you going to be worth the value that this card is telling me that I'm going to pay? And then what kind of package do I want to buy? How much do I want to invest in it? You know, do I want to get a big package or do I want to just start and try out with a little bit? At a time, I had a guy who bought one session a time for 3 years practically.
Wow.
Great.
And I was like, I told him, I was like, dude, like if you're going to continue to train with me, like you can just go buy a bigger package. And he's like, no, I'll just do one at a time. I thought, okay, this guy's not going to be around for long. Yeah. Three years.
3 years later.
I was like, all right. So the costing is interesting. So I'm interested to see where we go with this because there's a lot of different angles I'd like to take it to.
So for the listener who may not know about Equinox, like it is a big box gym, but it's different from Bally's.
Costly.
Gym.
Dude. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So can you describe to them, what is Equinox?
Okay. So Equinox is basically like the excellence level of gyms. Like they're the elite, like they cost a lot. Their gyms are like exceptionally clean. They clean them like practically 24/7 almost. They have all kind of extras for the clients, you know, for the members of the gym. They have lots and lots of extra things for them. You know, the bathrooms are full of like the, you know, the amenities and stuff like that. There's towels for them always. There's all kinds of extra stuff for them. So Equinox touts itself as like the top tier gym. And so you pay for that.
Great.
So people who are already signing up to be members at this gym, more than likely they got a lot of extra cash that they're comfortable spending.
Right. And that's the difference between, you know, working at Bally's or 24-hour fitness or LA Fitness or something like that. You're going to have people from different economic backgrounds and you have to be able to decipher who can afford it and who can't. I mean, sometimes you have people who make a good amount of money and they come in there and boom, pay cash for a package of sessions. And then you have people who are going back home, talking to their mom and then their mom's cousin and then that grandma and then they're all pitching in for the kid.
Exactly.
So you have to be able to decipher, you know, without stereotyping, which, you know, it's difficult at times. You know, you don't want to look at someone and say, oh, they just can't afford it.
Or, yeah.
But it's careful. Definitely a touchy one. You just have to decide based on that first workout or when you sit down and go over their goals and kind of develop a plan.
So are the audience there are young trainers or thinking about training and probably you're at a big box right now. For them who are being asked this question, one, you should be prepared, right, for your own way of answering it.
How are you going to answer it?
Yeah.
Because you're going to get it.
Yeah, 100%. And so going back to this building value thing, how do you counter that when they just want to know? They're like, just tell me what the price is.
Well, I've had that happen. And, you know, if I can't negotiate my way, well, how about we just do a workout? And they're just really insisting. I'll just give them the price because at that point, you know, this person is not really invested in, you know, trying to develop a workout routine or plan. They're mainly just trying to see, okay, do I want to spend this money or not? And then you can just kind of weed those people out because they're probably not going to sign up.
Right. I think we should park on that topic for a second because that's exactly right. Like if you get somebody who they're pushing you right away, like, okay, how much does this cost? That's already a tip off that more than likely they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Even if they do buy one package because they're like, ah, okay, well, I'll try and make it work. Like they're not going to last long. Yeah. They're not going to be a repeat customer. Like they're going to try and figure it out for like $1,000 for like 2 months. Yeah. And then in that 2 months, they're like, oh, I can't afford this. They're going to be gone. And so then you spend all this time and this client is gone.
Right.
So it's definitely a tip off to where like for the most part, if that's their first thing and they're really hitting at that and judging the value of the training on based on that, then they're probably not going to be a long time client and you're not going to benefit yourself at all. Anything.
What?
Right. And usually what I'll tell them, I have one, you know, liner that I use with them. I'll say, well, how do you know you want to buy a car unless you test drive it? And then they look at me like,
it says Lamborghini. Just kidding. I don't want a Lamborghini.
So I'll tell them that if they're really pushing past that, yeah, then it's pretty much a wrap.
So I still get this question sometimes, but back then when I wanted to know how to counter it, what I would say is your approach is as if this is a commodity, right? Like buying toilet paper or paper towels and you're looking for the best deal.
And you're just going to use it up.
Yeah. And I said, you know, that's the wrong approach because not every trainer is the same. I sort of put that out there with them. Certainly if they're going to still, you know, ask about cost, my impression is that they can't afford it. I would say like 9 times out of 10, if you're getting that question up front, it's because they can't afford it. But that's just me though. But
right. And also, you know, again, how we talked about understanding who you are and what you want out of the job. And if you want to be the type of trainer that's based on the numbers, so I'm going to just tell each person is a cost and, you know, maybe 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 of those people are going to sign up based on you giving them the cost and you're just going numbers game. I'm just going to keep working it. That might work for you, you know, but for some of us, I'm not trying to go through 50,000 workouts before I get, you know, one person to sign up. So
right.
Just right. Have to determine what's important for you.
And were you guys trained on how to answer that question or how to sell at your gyms?
Yes and no. I think
we sort of touched on that on another episode, but
yeah, when I first started, no one really kind of broke down the sales aspect because they wanted to benefit from it. You know, they would sell the training and try to give it off to us and take the commission costs. But I did have a guy work with me in sales. Remember him to this day. D Black, if you're out there, brother, I thank you. Anyway, he worked with me and I just watched how he talked to people and just his comfort level with people. And that's really where I learned how to be able to say, I don't need to give him a price right off the top. You know, let's build the value first. Let's get him coming back in for a first workout. And then we talk about prices. And that's when I learned in about two,
yeah,
3 years.
Yeah, that's the best way. I mean, that's what all sales is going to teach you, is that you, you know, basically just you build value first before you give them the price. We were received quite a bit of sales education at Equinox. It was funny. They almost value your ability to sell as much as they value your ability to be a personal trainer. Wow. Like they have a whole curriculum that's based on sales, and they have a whole curriculum, obviously, that's based on your training, yeah, you know, a skill set. But they did a lot. Like the sales staff worked with us. Even one of the top salesmen in the country would come and he would teach the trainers sales tactics and spend like an hour, you know, every couple of weeks with us and teach us, you know, his skill set and stuff. So we learned quite a bit.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was interesting. And as cool as that may sound, like in the end, when like you're a trainer and you're selling, it was kind of like, are they going to be interested in your style of training and are they going to be able to afford it? Like it was very simple.
Early on in my career, I would have objections or, you know, things that I had to deal with. And I wanted to not just counter it when it came up, but if I could head it off before that ever came up, that was, I felt, was a better thing. And along this topic, this became important to me too, is I would always tell my clients, my existing clients, when you refer someone or if you refer someone, please don't tell them the price. Let me do that.
That's really good.
Yeah,
really
good. That led me handle new prospective clients the way I wanted to.
At least gets them in the door where you can deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that way late. Yeah. That's really good. That's really, really valuable. Good, yeah, for sure.
But catch that one, guys.
Do
for sure.
Not tell them, don't tell them how much it is.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you've given breaks. I've given breaks to clients because they maybe need help or whatever. Yeah. And then it becomes important, right? Like if I'm giving you a deal because, you know, you're having some sort of hardship, it is important to me, you know, something that you're not just going to like, oh, hey, you know, go train with Russ for this right price. But
yeah. And it still happens too. I definitely have had clients later when I did tell them like, you know, don't let them know how much you pay. And they still somehow do. And they're looking for this price. And I'm like, I don't know, I have that price no more.
You're right. Exactly. That was 3 years ago.
Uh-oh. Okay, so now you're independent and you get this question. You have someone, no, not at a big box gym, and this question comes up, let's say at the end, you've taken them through the workout, you've built value, and then they say, how much is it? Do you just hit them with the price? What do you go through there?
I typically show them the price packages that I have. So it's not just like, okay, this is exactly what the cost is. Again, I try to give discounts based on, you know, commitment. So I'll give them the price sheet and say, this is, you know, what I recommend for you. And let's get started.
Actually, let's do this. I want to see how this goes.
Okay.
We're on the phone. I was referred to you. Okay. So
role playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mike, this is Russell. So-and-so has referred me to you. I just want to know, how much does it cost?
Too much for you.
Ouch.
No, I'm just playing.
Too much
sad
for me?
Weepy music.
Are you saying that I can't train with you?
Yes, I'm saying that. No.
How much does it cost?
How about we get you in first workout and we can sit down and go over the cost, the packages, see what I can do for you, what kind of plan we can get you on and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I was telling him, I said, it depends, you know, what's your situation, how many times you want to train. So once you come in and let's do an evaluation, I always say, like, my first two are free. I do an evaluation. We do an assessment. I get to know you and find out, you know, what's going on with you and how I can help you. And then I take an entire session and based on what I learn, then I'll do a personal training session with you and show you like, this is how I'm going to approach you. This is what I think we're going to do. And then at the end of those two sessions, you can decide to join or not. Yep. And then they're like, oh, okay, cool. So then they get in the door twice, they yep get invested. Yep. And then now they say, oh, this is worth my value. And most of the time if people are contacting you for personal training, they know personal training for the most part is not cheap.
Right.
Like people who are interested in training, not many of them are clueless as to the cost, the yeah general cost. And in a market where like training is going on, there's a pretty like level market rate. Like there's the real high ballers and then there's real low, but there's like the majority in the middle. Yeah. And so as long as you're fitting within like a legitimate price for your, you know, your services, eventually it's not going to come down to a cost. It's going to come down to, can you perform and give this guy a good or this gal a good session? And that's what they want to know.
Yeah.
Man, if you're listening, there was some golden nuggets there for you. Really, there was some gold there, you know, in your strategy, getting him in the door, you know, building value. A lot of nuggets there for you guys. When they ask me, I basically say, you know, why don't you come and look at the facility, see if you like it.
Right.
And that'll be our chance to get to know each other, because for this to work, we have to get along. So it'll be my opportunity to get to know you and you to get to know me. And I just leave it at that. Yep. And that sort of puts in their mind like, oh, okay, let me see how this goes.
Yeah.
And actually, that's the truth for me. Like, I do want to see,
of course,
who you are.
Right. We're definitely at the point where we're like, I'm not so hungry that I'm just taking everybody off the street. Like, I want to be very picky about who I work with and how I invest my life. And so that's, you know, I'm not going to just take somebody because I need the money. Like, sorry, I'm not there.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. And that's a blessing that we're at that point in our careers, yeah,
very
right?
thankful about that.
I do remember a point where I was...
Anybody just...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of working the floor for nothing.
Yep.
Right. So
yep.
That is a blessing to be at that
and
point.
And you learn career. A lot doing that too. You learn these skills just by just taking it in.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a lot of good information there for our listeners. I hope you.
One thing I want to drop real quick is I've seen this in trainers and I would like a word of warning. There's the idea that people base their package prices off of the car that pulls up in the parking lot.
Oh,
right. So the trainers out there waiting for the prospective client to come up, and do they pull up in the Mercedes Benz, you know, or the Rolls Royce or, you know, this fancy BMW, or do they pull up in like the Hyundai or the Honda, you know, or the, you know, the Toyota or whatever. And then they're basing their prices off of that. Be careful of that, because that goes around the community.
Yeah.
And so don't base your prices off, okay, he's a doctor, so I'm going to charge him this.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a regular car salesman, so I'm going to charge him this. Like, be careful with those.
Yeah. Try to stay consistent-ish.
Yep, because they'll come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's our own integrity, right? Like, people with money, for the most part, they're not dumb.
Right.
You know, they're going to invest in people that they...
And they know people who have money, and so if you're nice to them, they refer their friends to you.
Of course.
Yeah, so don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Right.
So...
Gadgets.
All right.
Gym toys.
This is the segment of the show, Gym Gadgets, where we review for you gadgets that we think you should try, should not try. You ready?
That may be beneficial to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's rock it.
So these are things that I use almost every session.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's the nunchucks.
Oh,
he's
of course he does.
He's pulling out the nunchucks.
Yeah, he's got a new one over here now. Clean that one up, huh?
Oh, dang. Look at these.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So for the people who can't see.
What are these, Russ?
These are just wooden dowels or staffs, sticks.
All right.
One is made out of wood here. It's 6 foot. And this one's a 5 foot made out of a 1-inch PVC pipe. And they have rubber tips at the ends.
So you can't stab somebody with it.
Yeah.
Russell mainly uses these to stand up.
It says Moses staff.
So I use this a lot. I mean, I made this and I use it quite often for clients who have difficulty doing certain movements, balance, all kinds of stuff. I would say most gyms, big box gyms, don't have this stuff.
I never saw this stuff till I came here.
Me too.
I use this for wrist, forearm strengthening, stretching exercises. I use this for like single leg stuff.
Lots of single leg stuff.
Yeah. Even like core resistance stuff, I can have my clients holding on to it. So, And it looks cool when you walk around with it.
No, it actually doesn't, but
it looks like you own the gym.
Yeah. And you can keep people at bay, you know, that you don't want coming close to you.
So, like surprise attacks by Mike.
Yeah. Good for mobility. I use it for that for sure. Shoulder mobility.
Oh, yes.
Doing some rotator cuff stretches.
Yeah. Shoulders for sure.
Overhead squat assessment, you can use it for.
Oh, or yes. The lack thereof.
Yeah, right.
So these are easy to make, right? You can buy the parts at Home Depot, put it together yourself, and it's really easy.
Yeah.
This wooden one, $20, everything included. I didn't make this PVC one, but I can't imagine it's that much.
Yeah.
No.
Put some sand in it, add a little weight if you need to.
Yeah. So would you recommend getting one of these if you're still at a big box gym?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think they're definitely a tool that you could use at a big box gym, and it would definitely set you apart, because I never saw one of these the entire time I worked at Equinox.
Yeah.
And they'd be helpful. I just wonder, like, how could you store this? Like, it's a little funny to think about, like, what I would have done at Equinox with this big long pole hanging around all the time. But yeah, they're definitely super useful.
They actually have newer or different versions of this. They call it a stick also, and you can sell them in twos that people... You know, do certain classes for it. I'm not really.
Oh yes, I've seen that.
Yeah,
you can break them down and make them smaller.
No.
Oh, okay.
So they're
like for stretching, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's actually certifications for it now.
Of course, there's certification for everything.
It sure is.
All right. Well, this show, we shared our thoughts on that question, how much does it cost? And I hope you got some value from this show and can take some of our own strategies and maybe incorporate them into what you do. But you for sure are going to get that question. So
yeah, just be ready for it.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Well, hey guys, thanks for joining us again for another show. We hope you found this helpful, useful information. If you got any stories, any questions, any comments, hit us up at the website, thefitfellows.com, and please let us know.
Yes. Buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks again.
Come back next week.
Deuces.
Thanks for checking out the Fit Fellows podcast. You best be tuned in next week when they drop that knowledge for your ass. We welcome your input and feedback, and you can find out more about the show at www.thefitfellows.com. Thanks again for listening or watching. We out. Peace.